Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, as many of us consider how to care for aging parents, we're touched by the example of Jesus from John chapter 19. As he hung suspended on the cross, he appointed the Apostle John to be his mother's new caregiver. And Scripture says, from that time, John took care of Mary. Here's a question from one of our listeners. Jesus placed his mother into the hands of one of his closest disciples and seemed to pass over her sons, her own family members. The question, John, should we follow that pattern when it comes to caring for loved ones?
Well, I don't think we want to start some kind of precedent for how we care for parents based upon what Jesus did or didn't do on the cross. The point is that at the time when our Lord was crucified, none of his half-brothers believed in him. That's the point. It wasn't until later that they came to believe in Jesus as anything more than their half-brother. John chapter 7 says his brothers were not believing in him. It wasn't until after the resurrection that they came to believe in him as the Son of God and the Messiah and their own Savior. So it was not an appropriate time to put the care of Mary, who knew that to be true. She knew that from the time the angel came and announced who Christ was going to be, who would be in her womb. In her incredible Magnificat, which Luke records, she celebrates the fact that she is going to give birth to her own Savior. So she needed to be put into the care of someone who was confident about who Christ was. Someone who, with the rest of the apostles, could say, "This is the Christ, the Son of the living God." So it had more to do with the fact that John was a true follower. And then I think John's character and John's compassion made him a fit one to care for her.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.